Coming up next here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, we rediscover our metal side with Gravel. First up, let's listen to a track from their album Thoughts of a Rising Sun. This track is called Beyond Reprieve.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
We'll be right back.
It is the sound of Gravelle, and from their album, Thoughts of a Rising Sun, that track was entitled Beyond Reprieve. And I'm joined by some of Gravelle in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Hooray.
Ah, welcome to Phoenix FM, or back to Phoenix FM in the case of one of you. I should point out, listeners, that during that song, these three spent a lot of time slapping each other.
Not each other, just me.
He enjoys it.
He deserves it. He's a bass player. He chose his instrument.
You're clearly popular. They just can't keep their hands off you.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's the way to look at it, my friend. Okay, well, first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Grant, vocals.
I'm Sparks, I'm bass player.
I'm Dave, and I'm rhythm guitar.
Rightio. Dave, you need to bring your microphone up a little bit so you sound like you're a bit, like, don't sound like you're quite as far away as the other two. There we go. Right, well, this is quite a turn-up for the books, actually, because Gravelle were first on the show way back in 2008, February 2008, to be precise. How much of that do you remember now, Grant?
I don't know, I was quite drunk at the time, I believe. Not very much. It was quite a smaller room at the time.
It was, yes.
You didn't have, in studio toilets either, which you've got now, which is also quite handy.
Indeed, we've gone up in the world a lot since then, so.
Yeah. No, not much, to be honest with you. I've got it recorded somewhere. I like listening to it every now and then.
Yes. Worth digging up, I reckon. I think I've still got a recording of it somewhere as well.
Of course you have. You always have.
Yes. Yes. I think it's fairly safe to say that, like most of these interviews, you probably came off a lot better than I did. So there we go. What I also should point out was that Grant was in one of the very first bands to be guests here on Curveballs. I'm not sure how much you remember of your days in Nine Days Down, but
yeah, I remember quite a bit. It was quite nice.
Quite nice.
It's certainly different to the times in Gravelle, because I was younger, I didn't drive, so I spent most of my time singing, screaming and getting drunk and getting driven around by my guitarist at the time. Yeah, it was nice.
Yes. Yes. So first of all, let's have a bit of background, because originally Gravelle was just a duo. So kind of, how did you originally get together, and how's the band grown since then?
I met Villa in a previous project that we had together. He was the drummer, and I came in and sung for the band. And we both decided that band wasn't for us at the time, so we moved on and started writing our own stuff. Just for the love of writing music more than anything, just two guys getting together, writing music, getting drunk, watching TV, just hanging out, just because I was getting pretty bored of the amount of pressure we was getting in other bands at the time. And from that we managed to get like an album's worth of music together. I wanted to take the band further and, you know, take it live and perform live. Because I enjoyed writing the music so much, I wanted to take it out there as well, because, you know, it's just part of being a musician is to want to perform as well. But Villa didn't want to go come along on the journey, because, you know, for him it was just about the writing. He kind of gave me his blessing to go on and just, you know, carry on, find some guys to do it with, and, you know, there's been a few shuffles up. But now, you know, I've got a good line-up together. It's a solid band. And, you know, this is where Gravelle is now. Unfortunately, Villa isn't part of it anymore. But we've got a solid writing team, a solid live team together now. And I'm happy where it is.
Good stuff. Yes, we should point out, who else is in the band with you?
Tony Dando, who plays guitar and lead and has dreadlocks and he's scary. And
looks like Predator.
Yeah, looks like Predator. Dreadlocks scary. Or Mick Hucknall.
Blimey. Never could imagine a cross between Mick Hucknall and Predator. Is that the look he aims for, or did it just kind of turn out that way?
I think it's the look he was given.
Fair enough. Okay. And who else?
Perry, our drummer. He just looks like, well, he looks like Dave's twin. Or the Mitchell brothers.
There you go. I'm not sure if that was the look that you were aiming for as
no,
well.
No, definitely not.
It's one of those things that maybe you should just like sit back and let happen, I suppose. Rightio. Well, we'll talk a bit about releases that you've got available. But let's have a listen to another track from the album next. What track should we listen to?
I've chosen one. Go, you guys chose one. Chosen now.
Go with Through the Eyes of Spartans.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Okay. This is Through the Eyes of Spartans. Sound of Gravel and Through the Eyes of Spartans here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, which is another track on their album Thoughts of a Rising Sun. So we've had one message in. Hello to Alexandra Rogers, who's contacted us via the Curveballs on Phoenix FM Facebook page, which you can find at Facebook/ Curveball Radio. Says hi. Just wondered if you could ask Gravel who their heroes are. Plus, you guys are awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, cheers.
Mm.
Lovely.
I think my heroes are Tony Hadley and Michael Bolton.
Wow. Okay then.
No, that's it. That's my heroes.
You crack that's on. Your heroes. Yeah. Oh, right. I knew Michael Bolton was going to come up.
Yeah. Everyone knows Michael Bolton's coming up.
Heroes.
I'm probably one of your heroes, isn't
I? Reckon you're my hero.
I'm your hero as well, yeah.
Yeah, and the window cleaner. he's a nice bloke.
How he gets to the top of those windows is beyond me.
That is heroic.
That is, yeah. He's like super Jesus window cleaner man.
You'll never be my hero. Just thought you'd be aware. Just want you to be aware of that.
I might be your dad.
Oh, man, not this. If my mum's listening to this right now, she's not going to be happy. My hero, Cliff Burton, one of the guys got me started on bass guitar. Absolute god, that guy.
I hope that answers your question, Alexandra. Thank you very much for getting in touch with us tonight. Now, I'm not entirely sure if those heroes you would consider musical influences as well. So who would you consider being your main influences?
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a lot.
It's okay, we've got time.
Well, Cliff Burton kind of is, yeah, mine. Yeah, the bass from Metallica, just, you know.
I suppose we're just a big mix of metal, really. It's just metal as a genre, as a whole, is our main influence. You know, we like mellow death stuff, metalcore stuff, groove metal stuff. You know, we just kind of write what we want to hear at that specific time and gel it together. So as far as influence is concerned, I suppose, you know, all metal bar baby metal, I suppose.
Good lord, who came up with that?
And they make more money
that's
than me.
That's a new thing.
I remember seeing that on the internet and just crying, yeah, going, what is this?
Yeah, what is all that about?
Why am I listening to this?
Righto. Well, I think we can safely assume that there won't be any baby metal coming up tonight.
Oh, man.
But in the meantime, we'll stop talking about music you don't like and focus more on the music that you do, and we'll have a listen to your first musical selection, and it's a bit of BRS. Ballroom Stampede, would you say?
Ball Riff Stampede.
Right, I'm going to have... So tell us a bit about what Ball Riff Stampede mean to you.
Well, they're just a band that we've played with on a couple of sets before. Really enjoyed their music, quite sort of thrashy sort of stuff. That's about it, really. Anyone else want
to... No, they're just like a cool thrash band that are, you know, not massive, but, you know, they're good. That's all I gotta say about that.
Rightio. I think I've gone through the intro, which is apparently a bit gory. So this song comes with a bit of a disclaimer. If there's any random gory bits, then we do apologise, listeners. It's just don't let it put you off your dinner or anything like that. Here is Ball Riff Stampede. Just before that song ended, Grant said, solid. And I think I'm inclined to agree. That was Bull Riff Stampede here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled Thrashing Machine. But you probably guessed that already, didn't you? Was chosen tonight by my guests Gravel, who were first with us a mere 6 years ago, but we're catching up on all the stuff that they've been up to since then. Now we've heard a couple of tracks from your album Thoughts of a Rising Sun, and we'll be hearing a bit more on a few more tracks from that a bit later on. Where was that album recorded?
We did a lot of the tracking just in our home studio. We took all the tracks to Escape Route Studios with Danabella, who did Bleed From Within. Did the Gallows? Was that Gallows?
I believe. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Sergio Deva, the voices, and he kind of mixed it all and reamped it all for us. And I recorded my vocals in that studio. Yeah, and he did all the mixing and mastering for us as well. Oh, yeah. It was a lengthy process, though. It took us about a year to write the album, mostly because we just got distracted by TV. I think Metalocalypse had just been released at the time.
Well, there we go. What other releases do you have available?
We've got the Age Corruption EP, which is available from our online store.
Got two singles, haven't we?
Yeah, that's March of Titans single was available, which is also on the album, so just buy the album, it'll be on that as well. What have we got? And we've got the Sir Jezebel Diva track, which we did for Headbangers Balls charity for Teenage Cancer Trust, which you can still get from their site. It's like a massive compilation now. We just did a new track for them called Grain of Sand. Yeah, I think that's a lot for release, isn't it?
Believe so, yeah. That Headbangers Balls one you can get on iTunes as well now, I found out.
Oh, you get on our trend as well.
Well, there you go. Right, and while people are doing that, let's have a listen to your next musical choice of the evening. What are we going to hear next?
Go Fall and Fight.
Ah, yes. For those of us who aren't acquainted with Fall and Fight, tell us about them.
I've been friends with Lee, the singer, for years and years and years. I think last time I came on, I played one of their EPs. Yeah. They're just great guys, and they're really solid riffing. It's really Lamb, or their old stuff was really Lamb of Goddy. Yeah, they're just a really cool band, up and coming band. It just come off doing the UK tour. Yeah, one of my favourite unsigned bands at the minute.
Excellent. And here is Fallen Fate with I Welcome the Dead. It is the sound of Grant's mates in Fallen Fate here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled I Welcome the Dead, and it was a choice by my guest tonight, Gravel. Now, we have this one rather important issue that that we need to address. It's the small matter of you being the first band we've ever had in on the show who have played at Download Festival.
Yay.
Wow.
Yay. What do we win?
Lots and lots of prestige, and lots also of very jealous other bands. Oh, I think it's fair to say.
I want a poster and a cup with it printed on.
I'll see what I can do for next time. Okay.
I played
down on
Nightcore.
Right here. So tell us, kind of like, how did that happen?
It was for a management company. They just sent us an email. Or for, I think it might have been a phone call. Either way, doesn't matter. They got in contact with us and said, do we want to headline the takeover stage at Download Festival on the Thursday night in the Village? And it was like, yeah. So it really is a dream come true to play at Download. We've been going for years and years and years, just trudging around in the mud. And it was great. You know, we got to play Download Festival, which is, as you say, is something that few bands get to boast about. So it was cool.
Yeah, one of the things after the set, we were still pinching ourselves going, did this really just happen? This is just
I bet crazy. You were.
Yeah, like, just tripping over every word I was saying, just didn't know what else to say, really. Absolutely incredible.
Right, yeah, what was kind of like the view like from where you were playing?
Anyway, it was massive. It was, we had friends come down to see us play that complained because they left it too late to come into the tent, because by the time they got there, they couldn't get in. It was absolutely rammed out. It was really cool, man. We played the sun kind of set, which is epic. So as the set went on, the darker it got, the lights come on, and we had a random bunch of guys dressed as bananas in the middle of the mosh pit, which was a bit disconcerting, really.
I can imagine. Well, I hope it wasn't too off-putting for you, but...
No. We soldier on. Mustn't grumble.
Indeed. You could quite easily be watching some guys in banana suits moshing somewhere considerably less impressive.
True, yeah. I normally do. It's
yes.
A hobby.
Just outside my house, look out. What are you doing?
They're back.
Excellent. Well, I suppose for the next track, it's not so much Thoughts of a Rising Sun as Thought of a Setting Sun.
Yeah. Oh. Nice, clever.
What track are we going to hear from the album next?
Let's go for Bottle of Shadows.
Rightio. Is it named after a bottle of shadows in particular?
I mean, it's quite a lengthy story. I've got a friend who I work with who had to go through a radiotherapy, and while he was there, there was a child that was going through chemo because she had cancer, and it just kind of all of a sudden kind of just flushes everything into perspective, and it was all kind of like this young girl, despite the fact that something so serious was happening in her life, was still smiling and laughing, playing around whilst waiting to go in. And I just kind of thought, a lot of metal bands spend so much time writing about nothing that I kind of felt that I had to write because it was something that should be written about. So yeah, that's what that song's about, the bottle of shadows being the bottle of chemotherapy.
Good story. Here's the track.
Thank you.
Gravel, Bottle of Shadows here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. From their album Thoughts of a Rising Sun, and as we mentioned earlier, you might have heard a song sounding like that if you were at Download Festival looking at the Takeover stage on the Thursday night of said festival. So yes, probably if they haven't been dining out on that ever since, then I probably will. So there we go. Excellent. So, apart from Download Festival, what other places have you been gigging in recently?
Hammerfest, over up in Wales in Gwynedd.
Wales Boyle?
Wales
Boyle. Yeah. No, that, playing the same festival as Sawwork, Corrosion Conformity, Creator and Overkill. Absolutely mental. I mean, it's a completely different experience to Download. It's like, for one, you're standing in chalets and stuff. It's all like... I've got a chance to clean myself here. What's going on?
This shouldn't work, but it does.
Yeah. So I'm metal, but I'm clean. This is lovely.
Isn't my hair radiant?
Yeah.
Your hair's always radiant, Grant.
My hair is always radiant. You are correct. I am the David Ginola of the metal world.
Yeah.
So I'm sponsored by Turtle Wax.
Is that actually Hammerfest was Dave and Perrin's first gig of us as well.
Yeah, very first gig with a band. Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad way to kick off your Gravel career, is it?
No, from a mountain stage. No pressure, lads.
Get on with it.
Don't get it wrong.
No, it was actually a blinding weekend. It was a good weekend throughout, really.
Yeah.
Cool bands.
Some really cool bands.
Yeah.
Yes. Any more people in weird suits moshing?
No, not Hammerfest.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't dwell on that too much. I really shouldn't.
RoboCop.
Yeah, there was RoboCop, weren't there?
When we see, I think we saw work.
Yeah.
On the Friday night, was that?
Yeah, it was the first time we got there, so yeah, it must have been Friday.
Don't try and hold up the radio interview too much when thinking about it. We saw Soulwork, RoboCop was in the mosh pit, that's what happened. Leading the way.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, it is, unless you accidentally clip him with your hand in the mosh pit.
Yes.
That's going to work.
Yes, well, you saw him from a safe distance and probably just as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Rightio. We look forward to see where you might be headlining next. We'll talk a bit about upcoming gigs after your next musical choice. What are we going to hear next?
Should we go Collapse?
Yeah, Collapse. Yeah.
Arms of the Covenant.
Tell us about Collapse.
We've known them for quite a while now, haven't we? Like, especially sort of Andrew, Only, and Scott. Like. Yeah, just a really solid sounding metal band. We've gigged with them a couple of times. Scott was nice enough to help us out at Download Festival, sort of doing all the techie bits and that. Great bunch of lads.
Yeah, they've been on tour of Anthrax, Devil Driver. They've got some solid gigging under their belts.
Guitarist from Devil Driver mastered their album, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, here's something solid from Collapse. It is the sound of collapse here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. We were commenting during that song just how much testosterone there is in that record.
It's all man.
It really was, wasn't it? And yes, sometimes you need a bit of that. It was chosen by my guest tonight, 3/5 of Graville. We've talked a bit about your impressive gig schedule to date, but what have you got coming up?
Unfortunately, nothing at the minute. We're currently writing the second album. I guess we just can't say it's time to write the second album at the minute, because when the creative juices are going, you can't just stop and get
into it. Very true.
We are trying to get on Bloodstock, as David will explain.
Yeah, we were trying to go into the Bloodstock Metal Festival through the, I think, is it Hobgoblin?
Yeah.
Sponsored by the Hobgoblin Brewery. The plan is, hopefully, to get onto the stage. And the way to do this is through a competition that they've set up. And basically, all you do, you go onto their website, log in, you've got to set up your password and stuff, and then just log in, find out a video for Enemy Within, click on that, and you can do that on a daily basis. So the more votes, the more chance we have got getting onto this festival. And it would be a nice one to get onto after doing like the download, the Hammerfest, the Bloodstock.
It seems like the next logical step for you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it's a festival that would fit the band so well as well, the style of music that we play as well. So, get voting.
Yes.
Also, if you do vote, there's a chance of winning prizes. Drinking horns and flags and...
Tickets.
Tickets as well, yes. That'd be a bit more impressive than a drinking horn, really, I think. Like, tickets or a drinking horn.
Mm. It might be important to people who have a drinking horn.
Well,
or a T-shirt.
I'm not one to judge. Someone gave me tickets.
You never know. Rightio. Well, I think people are tempted enough by whether it's by the tickets, by the drinking horns, or the possibility of seeing you guys play there. Remind us where the website that people can go to is.
It's www.winchwood.com. I think that's the one.
Is it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yes. Tell you what, we'll go and check. And in the meantime, let's tempt people to vote by playing another of your tracks. What track should we listen to next?
Is me now? Oh, okay. We're going with March of the Titans. It's a track we've done with guitarist from Cradle of Filth, James McIlroy. Pretty epic stuff.
Epic.
Yes.
Rightio. Couldn't have introduced it better myself. from the album Thoughts of a Rising Sun. That track was entitled March of the Titans. And if you like the sound of that, you can vote for Graville to play at Bloodstock by going to the website www.witchwood.co.uk. Witchwood is spelt WYCHWOOD. Which is probably why it took me most of that song to be able to actually find the website. But yes, wychwood.co.uk, witchwood.co.uk. And when you go there, you can follow the links and you will spot Graville's video and you can vote for them to play Bloodstock from there. The very best of luck to you chaps.
Thank you. Cheers.
Get voting.
Excellent. So you mentioned that your main focus for now is writing and recording the next album. So when do you think that might see the light of day?
Well, I reckon we should have it done and recorded. I hope by the end of this year, ready for a release. Maybe early next year. Maybe even released later this year. The songs are coming out quite quickly at the minute, so we're actually blazing through it. But just making sure we get the right balance of what we want on the album. Making sure we get strong songs and, you know, all killer, no filler.
Indeed, good motto to have. Other tracks, are you noticing different? Are they different to what you did with the last album?
Oh yeah, totally. It's because the lineup's changed now. We're getting a lot more influence from the other guys and it's different. It's still gravel. You can still hear it's gravel. We made a conscious decision to make sure that we kept some of the last album feel in the music, but you know we didn't want to go let's make Thoughts of Rising Sun too, but we didn't want to kind of stray too far away from it because you know this is the music we like making, so yeah.
Excellent. Well, good luck with the recording. We look forward to hearing the results later on in the year or early next. We have one more musical selection from you. Tell us about Cinder's Fall.
They were quite a big mellow death band from Southend, 3-4 years ago?
I'll probably go longer than that. I'll probably say about four or five years ago, something like that.
You go longer than that, you go 1 year longer.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Up in the States, my friend, up in the States.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, they were quite big in Southend, but they were really cool. They really had that kind of mellow, deaf, European sound to their music. I always thought they kind of sounded like In Flames, but without the big sing-along choruses. So, yeah, they're cool, man. They're good.
And here they are. Yeah. It is the sound of Cinder's Fall here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and the track Eye Inside. A bit of mellow death metal for you there, listeners. And you probably didn't even think there was such a thing. Consider yourselves educated now. It was chosen tonight by my guests, Graville. So, gents, to wrap up, where is the place that people can go to find out more about Graville?
www.facebook.com/Graville or the website www.gravelmetal.com.
Excellent. Should point out that Graville is Garvil. So yes, don't go looking for kind of like muck on the ground or anything like that, because...
Pops, isn't he?
Rightio.
Having a pop at us.
Live on air.
Although I am starting a tribute band called Driveway Aggregate.
I would never do that, Grant, when I have someone like you here who could basically kill someone with just your hair.
That's true.
There we go.
We're looking at it. Producer.
Rightio. And okay, well, good luck with the album writing and recording, gents. We look forward to hearing the results from that. And to finish off, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
I'd like to say hello to my mum.
Oh, I was going to do that.
Go on,
you can do it.
Can I say hello to Sparks' mum?
You can
leave my mum alone.
You can say hi to all the mums you like.
Hello, Shell.
Say hello to Vic if she's listening, which probably ain't, and the kids, Jake and Gracie, and Tony, because you should be listening, Tony, even though you're not hearing an interview, you should be listening, support your band, and
yeah,
Perrin,
and you, Perrin, yeah,
you're fired.
What a way to close the show.
It's in a good way, because I'm sure they're listening. If they're not listening, it just doesn't matter, does it?
Well, they'll get a message of someone else who has been listening. Did you know you've been fired?
Listen, mate.
Just got a new job.
Well, there we go. Right. I think we can safely say that, it's taken 6 years for us to get you in again, but it's definitely been worth the wait. It's very much safe to say that the future very much starts here. Graville, thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.